So let's begin by getting settled. Sit down in a comfortable position. Set up your posture straight. Your upper trunk is lifted. You're like a reed, balancing not too far in front and not too far behind. Not slouching, but your vertebra perfectly stacked so that you need a minimal effort to be sitting upright. Keep the back of your neck long, and your hands are held gently in your lap or rested on your legs. Begin by taking a few deep breaths, and let these be the deepest breaths that you've taken all day. True, deep belly breaths. Feel your posture stable like a mountain. Breathing air into the parts of you that have not breathed for quite a while, maybe the back of your trunk, all the way to your fingers and your toes. Oxygenate yourself, and if you haven't closed your eyes already, then please do so. Begin by noticing the atmosphere around you, the temperature of the air on your skin, whether it's cool or warm. Feel the air as it kisses your surface, as it strokes you. And now loosen your jaw. Let your lips go slack. Let even your teeth relax in your gums. Let your eyeballs soften. And imagine that even the hairs on your face and your scalp can gently soften and relax. Behind your eyes, feel your brain held in soft and watery fluid, and gently also let it go. In this way, travel through your body. Feel your shoulders in their sockets gently soften like ice turning to water and then to gas. Feel the electricity in the palms of your hands and up and down your arms. Breathe deeply into a softening belly. Feel the space that's held between your pelvis. Feel its expanse. Feel your legs all the way down to your feet. And feel the soles of your feet also tingling. And now, let's place ourselves inside of our ecosystems. Feel the land that you are sitting in. Do you know this land? Try to sense beyond the walls and the floor and the built environment around into the living world that it's all embedded within. What kinds of organisms and creatures and forms of life, plants and soils and geologies are shifting around you and underneath you? gently, quietly to yourself, imagine them. Maybe it's squirrels or birds or clouds or a tree that you know close to your home. But just sense their presence here and close to you. Sense what it's like to greet this life and to acknowledge them. And as they sift into your imagination, imagine a small bow to all the creatures with whom you are sharing this land. Feel the earth plunging down kilometers beneath you, extending in every direction. Feel its unabating stability and begin to feel the weight of your own bones, of their gravity pulling you down into the earth. And feel this pull and this tug, this downwards motion, as a hug and as an embrace, as a way of the world bringing you closer into itself. And as you sense the earth below, become aware of the soils, the deep, dank, wet earth, the billions of microorganisms electrifying underfoot. They are still such a mystery to us. And right now below you, they are exchanging nutrients and sustenance through tendrils of mycelium, sensing, exploring, roving, connecting, making a tapestry of the plants and the trees, farming all of the life above the ground. And inside of their roots, inside of their bodies, feel what they are decomposing. All of the muds and the leaf litters and the decaying, dying organisms. And how through these interactions, death becomes life. And now within your skin, inside your muscles, inside of your bones, feel what is also decomposing. And ask yourself what new life might be taking form. Keep breathing. Keep relaxing with every out-breath. And keep relaxing more and more into the animal softness of your body. Again, feel your shoulders, your jaw, your face, your neck. Ice becoming water, becoming gas, softly floating away. And as your breath moves through your interior organs, now get a sense of your inner waters, your intestines, your kidneys, your blood. Your blood is alive with many, many voices. These red rivers of your veins, these sparks of molten electricity guiding it all, moving your body in exquisite harmony and wisdom, allowing you to digest, to breathe, to transmute. And as you feel this fluidity contained within the realms of your skin, can you also sense how it is the same fluidity of the clouds, of the invisible water vapor and rivers running through the land, right now below your feet, below your bones, and up in the sky? Yes, the winds above, they stream like rivers in the sky. And call in lightheartedness. Feel the lightness of the air as it tickles your nose. Become acutely conscious that every breath is bringing you into the most direct relationship with the land around you. That every breath is created and enabled by a web of living beings. Those beings who you saw in the beginning, those trees or plants or organisms around you in your landscape, become hypnotized by knowing that you're breathing together and drink in the knowledge that more than half of the oxygen you breathe comes from the ocean, from the breaths of minute phytoplankton and seaweed from dark, salty depths. Every breath connects us with blades of grass and mosses and lichens, continents away, countless of other creatures, humans and non-humans, breathing right now in the same way, in this very same moment, all over the planet. The great commonality of us all through our breath. See if you can identify the moment, the very moment where the rising breath occurs. You can detect the moment if you're looking that closely, and see if you can follow that movement right down to the molecules until the breath peaks and then exhales. See if you can follow the very moment where the rising breath ends down to the molecules. And now as you breathe in this way, imagine that it's not just your nose, mouth that can breathe, but that the entirety of your very skin, the surface of your body, that each cell can inhale and exhale. And right now, your entire skin is an organ of breath. Every out-breath through your skin brings you into the world, the unique essence that is you, all of your insides, all of your waters, all of your fluids, your fires, your textures, your dreams, your fears, your desires, all of your swelling and ebbing currents. This thing that is you on the inside breathes itself out through every part of your body. And as it breathes out, it touches something. It touches the air, and it's carried away by the wind. Imagine that with every in-breath, you now bring the world inside of you. You breathe in the landscape, all of the forms, the magnificent, strange creativity of the planet and her palette. You breathe all of that inside of you. And you're being breathed. You are being breathed by the land. And so let the land play you like an instrument, like a flute or a reed. In this in-breath and out-breath, a conversation between you and the world, like mist dissolving into the atmosphere, the porosity of your skin. Now sense into the entirety of your body, the vibrations, the tinglings, the waters, the soils beneath you, and imagine what it's like to be awake to the entirety of your senses. The taste on the inside of your mouth, the smell on the breeze, the touch of your skin on the atmosphere, your hands on your laps. Our senses are living organs. And without being awake in our bodies, we cannot feel how our bodies belong to this earth. So let yourself unfold. Open up to this whole world of vibrancy and energy. Feel the touch of the world upon you. And become conscious of your heart. This earth is a living organism. It produces its own electromagnetic field. And your heart also produces its own electromagnetic field. And so you are emitting and sitting within fields of communication generated by intelligences. And so, without fear, with lightheartedness, with trust, just sense your heart. Sense what you might not be letting yourself feel. Feel the sparks and electricity that your heart is emitting. Flickers of lightning, flames, fire burning. Feel storms inside of your limbs and your trunk, inside of your body. Feel this powerful organ. Because to sense the world, we must feel our hearts. To perceive the plants and their exquisite, sophisticated nervous systems, we need a flexible heart. And there's a secret that anything will give up its secrets if you love it enough. And so feel your heart and the essential goodness of what you are. This is your natural self. Begin to imagine, if you will, that your arms dissolve slowly and they become leaves with veins that stretch out to catch any speck of light. You can even begin to raise your arms and move them like you have seen the grasses and the ferns doing so many times. Feel what it's like to oxygenate through your skin. Feel what it's like to absorb the sunlight and become food. Feel what it's like to pull up water from beneath your seat, through your trunk, up into your lungs, and out the crown of your head flows the water from the earth. And it is all tingling, vibrating, electric. No longer human. Even that concept doesn't quite capture this. And notice how what you think you might know about yourself is just a drop in the ocean. You can feel the thousands of experiences that are yet to come beginning to sift into your available body. Notice how your body, down to the very cells, your very atoms, are coming and appearing into affinity and out of infinity, endlessly appearing and disappearing faster than anything you can follow. And ask yourself, what is there for me to rediscover as I feel this infinity dancing all around? Take a few deep breaths. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, now back in this Homo sapiens soft, fleshy body. and slowly open your eyes, remembering these connection points that you hold with everything around you. In the same way that an ocean might be aware of its own waves, both being the ocean and the waves. Let your awareness flow wide open, as if there was a field of open space all around you that you are swimming in. Mix your awareness into that space, and let that space fill your awareness. Everything you gaze upon that you have seen before is magical and vivid, and each form of life and your very body is already transforming to become something else. Try and hold on to this feeling. Try and remain in your senses and in your bodies. That is the most direct form of contact with the world. And that is how we interbe with everything. And that is how we learn to love. I will close with a small poem. I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I have been circling for thousands of years, and I still don't know. Am I a falcon, a storm, or a great song? Thank you, and may the depth of your realizations be of service to all beings.